Good morning, everyone. It's Shauna, the Tax Goddess. Today is the first episode in our series, Optimize Your Business to Run Without You. Now, today we're going to be covering one of the pieces that I think is probably the most important bit in how to run your business without you, and that is checklists. Not sexy, not super crazy and some big, huge system that you need to learn, having a checklist. Now, one of my favorite books on the subject is actually by a man named, and please forgive me if I completely slaughter his name, Atul Gawande, okay? And the name of the book is The Checklist Manifesto. So I'll post a link to the book here in the comments down below. But, you know, really, this book, it's a big story to say a very little thing. So do I really think you need to buy the book? No, you could probably listen to this video, but for those of you that are all about books and all about reading and really learning, this is a great book on the subject. So effectively, what he's talking about is if you have a checklist, not only can you train somebody brand new coming into your organization, they won't miss a step because there's a checklist, right? As long as they go through the checklist. You can have instructions, you know, you can make your checklist as simple or as detailed as you really want them to be. So checklists are one of those things where if you can start in your organization, if you have zero checklists in your organization right now, start with the simple stuff. What happens when your organization gets mail? Who opens it? Who reads it? Does it get scanned? Does it get forwarded to a certain department? Who in the department does it get forwarded to? Make those things into a checklist. And now, as an owner, that can seem extremely overwhelming because a lot of owners, not every owner, but a lot of owners have it in their mind that they are the only person that knows what's going on and what to do and how the whole company, how the whole system works. Side note there, that is a huge problem. What happens if you get hit by a bus? That's inside to my organization. That is the key phrase whenever we talk about somebody getting hit by the bus. It's always a question about if you're out sick for the day, if you're out sick for the week. You know, right now we're still in the middle of COVID. It's August 3rd of 2021. We're still in the middle of COVID. What happens if you get COVID and you're down for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months? Okay. What if you just want to take a vacation? Huge vacation. You know, one of my favorite stories about checklists actually helped Tax Goddess catch fraud by a bookkeeper on behalf of two doctors. So there were two doctors that had an in-house bookkeeper, and they called me in as the Tax Goddess to find out what was going on with their money. All they knew was that they knew that they were selling a lot, you know, lots of income coming into the door, but the bank account never seemed to have any cash in it. And the bookkeeper, who they trusted implicitly, I kept telling them we need to put more money into the bank accounts. You know, we're running out of cash. And the doctors just didn't get it. Like, how could that possibly be true? So when Tax Goddess showed up to speak with the bookkeeper, speak with the owners, very first question we asked was, okay, two questions. One, when's the last time the bookkeeper took a vacation, which we're going to come to here in the story? And two, where is the checklist? Where's the list of things that the person who's supposedly coming in while the bookkeeper's on vacation is supposed to do? And the doctor said, well, one, yeah, she took a vacation. She went to Hawaii for 2 weeks on a bookkeeper's salary, and she just bought a new Mercedes. Ding, ding, ding. But anyway, in cash. Anyway, you know, where she took a 2-week vacation, but she did not allow us, huge red flag, she did not allow us to bring in another bookkeeper. And I said, okay, well, you know, that in and of itself is not good. It's a flag, but, you know, maybe, who knows what's going on. So when I went to the bookkeeper, I said, great, where's the checklist of the stuff you do? Oh, no, 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 no. It's all in my head. I know where everything is. Okay, huge red flag, right? What if she actually quit? What if she left? In this case, we ended up finding out that she had embezzled over $380,000 in cash out of the doctor's accounts because everything was in her head. Well, of course it was. She didn't want anybody else to know what was going on. So checklists, something as simple as a checklist, can also prevent malfeasance. It can prevent people cheating and stealing. It can prevent just basic human errors because somebody is tired or they forgot, you know, not necessarily bad or they're trying to be malicious, but people are people, right? People get tired and they need more coffee and they skip a step and it blows up an entire system because they forgot to check a box on a checklist or in a program, wherever that is. So the big question here for most owners, like I said, is that you've got it in your head that you're the only person that knows what's going on. Okay. And normally, generally, that's not exactly true, right? Generally, you have staff, you have potentially managers, you might have an outside, you could potentially, I've seen this happen, and you could potentially hire an outside administrative assistant to come in and sit with every member of your team and have the member of your team describe to the administrative assistant, what do they do? Step by step by step by step by step. And the administrative assistant's job is to create the checklist and make sure, confirm with that person that the checklist is good. And that anybody else, like, what are the strange things that could come up in the checklist? And is there a checklist for the strange things, right? If this occurs, go look at this checklist, go handle this. So while it is, can be, when you've already got a company and you're running it, it's been in business for, like ours, 17 years, right? If I were to start now, 17 years in, and start creating checklists, it could be overwhelming, absolutely. So for brand new businesses that haven't started yet, I would highly recommend that you create a checklist for everything that needs to be done as you are creating your systems. Now, of course, your checklist may be updated, things may change. Those are very, you know, it's going to happen. Your checklist is going to be a living document. But if you have those checklists, not only does it help you in your current business, it also massively, drastically increases the value of your company to somebody that wants to buy it, okay? Because if all of your systems are in your head or in the head of your staff, well, if you leave, if your staff leaves, sorry, getting all passionate about this one. If you leave, if your staff leaves, if something happens, all of the systems that were running your business to the profit that it was running are now gone. Gone to the wind. Poof, gone. Okay. But if you have a binder, if you have a digital checklist, if you have a digital system, anything that has your checklists in it, you can literally hand over the turnkey, this is how you run the business, to the buyer. They can come in, learn all your systems, and run the company exactly the same way it was, and they can then make their own modifications. So I realized this first video for the very first episode of this series being how optimize your business to run without you is not exactly the most sexy of all things, creating checklists. But if you have the checklists, you as an owner actually get to take a vacation because you could actually, no phones, no emails, sit on the beach, drink the margarita, whatever it is, okay, but actually get to take a vacation because you can hand your checklist to somebody else and say, make sure all of these things are done every day, every week, every month, whatever it is. All right, guys. So this is episode one of Optimize Your Business to Run Without You. We will be trying to bring in, as I said, some guest speakers on different industries, people that have really done an amazing job of optimizing their business to run without them, to get their tips, their tricks, and their best advice just for you guys. So if you have any questions or need us in any way, go to taxgoddess.com. And of course, this series is specifically a mini part of our strategic tax coaching program, which saves 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs a minimum of 3 times their return on investment with our strategic tax coaching program in tax reduction and tax-free retirement earnings. So if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Looking forward to chat with y'all later. Bye, guys.